Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
Sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6 is Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6 is Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6 is Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6 is Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City. This is Scalzo and Brust. Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Welcome to Scalzo and Brust, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. He is big-time Benny Bucks, Ben Brust, hanging out at Fiserv Forum, getting ready for Celts Bucks tonight. No Jason Tatum, no Al Horford for the Boston Celtics. A lot of playoff seating yet to be determined in the Eastern Conference. We will talk a little Bucks later in the show. Josh and Amaji running things as usual from the One Call That's All Gruber Law Office's studios in Milwaukee. Alex Strofe helping us out at the Park Bank ESPN Madison studios downtown off the Capitol Square in Madison.
Before you go any further.
And of course, you, the Scalzo and Brust family, calling us, texting us 800-990-3776. That, the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line, First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. What's up, Benny?
What the hell was that?
What was what?
What do you mean, what was what? You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Josh, do you know what he's talking about?
No idea.
Man, I don't know what he's talking about. What's up?
You were at church when you whispered Happy Thursday to everybody.
I thought I gave a strong Happy Thursday there.
No. Josh, cut that audio. We're going to have to replay it.
So I don't have it.
You weren't recording? Is that the bit right now? Yeah? I refuse to do the rest of the show until Greg screams Happy Thursday to the audience. Just because the boss... Wait, what? The boss told you not to scream, so you go whisper? What the? No, that's not Greg. That's not this
I'm
show.
I'm a coachable guy. We're all coachable guys.
He also told you not to whisper.
I didn't whisper, Josh. Did I whisper?
No, you just talked.
Yeah, that's not okay.
I gave a nice Happy Thursday.
We literally had fans text in and call in to have you, when you were off the show, to have you record Happy Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with you screaming it, because when you don't do that, it is a part of their day, and it makes them feel empty. And right now, I feel empty. I feel like I've been duped. I feel like this isn't the show that I normally do from 4 to 6. So until you scream Happy Thursday in my ears, you won't hear me say another word.
So you want me to scream in your ears right now? That's what you're
saying.
Yes,
I want you to scream Happy Thursday into that microphone, because that is what gives me joy. You know what my favorite day of the week is, right? When you scream Happy Tuesday, because Tuesday sucks, and when you scream Happy Tuesday to me, you give me joy and you give me life. And right now, I don't know if the Scalzo and Brust family is feeling the exact same way as me, but that Happy Thursday was crap.
Ben, I'm trying to set you up for the topic you wanted to do, and you're just running right by it over and over and over again. Like,
well, we can still get to my topic, but
no,
first
but you're not. Like, when else are we going to get there? This is what we were going to do to start the show, and you're completely missing it right now.
What did I miss?
You wanted to talk about if I scream too much on the air. So I start off the show by not screaming, and then instead of you asking the audience the question you wanted to ask the audience, you make this about me screaming it now. Like, you're missing the whole thing that you wanted to set up. That Joshy and I were like, okay, if you want to do it, then do it. And now you're just ignoring it. Like, what's happening right now?
What's happening is I can ask that audience that very question after I get a normal Happy Thursday from you.
Happy Thursday!
That I mean, that still was even just a little bit.
No,
at
that
the
was
end,
a full on happy Thursday right there.
Yeah, texts are flying in.
262 says that happy Thursday was weak AF. I don't know what AF means. Casey in Summit says, I hate to say this, but Ben is right. That was a weak happy Thursday. Derek from Cedarburg, that was a sad Thursday. I agree with Benny. Let down. JD from Fondy says, it's not a happy day without an exuberant happy. Happy Thursday!
That is it, and we are going to restart the intro to...
No, we're not. No,
yes,
we're not.
We are.
You've dictated enough here. We got it. We're 5 minutes into the show, and we haven't gotten past the introduction. I do see that Daniel the Sloth chimes in, the official unofficial sloth of the Scalzo and Brush Show. He hasn't been around in a while. He simply replies, I'm back. Blankets. Where have you guys been? We've been here, Daniel. Where have you been?
Where have you guys been? We're on podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. We're on live.
The Sloth hasn't texted in since 2021, and he's asking us where we've been. Now he is a
hibernate.
He is an expert landscaper, so maybe he like
sabbatical.
Yeah, maybe he goes warm weather, maybe he snowbirds it, goes down to Florida or something, does some landscaping down there. He says, how's the kid, Scals? The kid is awesome. Appleman in the Orchard says, this has been a crappy Thursday, and then we get that. I feel like I fixed it. I feel like I made it up to the Scals and Brust family. I will scream it every day for you guys. For the family, I will scream it every day when we start the show. Appleman building gnomes.
What are gnomes?
Do you actually mean gnomes?
I actually mean, what are gnomes?
So, like, the actual, what he's making, or the idea of gnomes in general?
I mean, what he's making.
Is this the first time you've ever heard the word gnome?
I guess I'm confused. Like, it's a mythological creature that's very small. It's like a leprechaun, but it must come from another culture outside of Ireland. I don't know what it is.
Egypt, it looks like. Or no, that was just a territory.
What?
Well, how do you spell gnome? Because I probably spelled it wrong.
G-N-O-M-E.
Guess how I spelled gnome.
N-O-M-E?
N-O-M-E-S, right? Like gnomes. Like that's what, again, I've been through this way too many times on the radio. The English language is ridiculous. Whoever said sound it out in elementary school, when you hear gnomes, you think N-O-M-E-S, do you not?
No, because gnomes are like a very established thing in the English language. Garden gnomes, any store you walk into, any Home Depot, any Farm and Fleet, any Fleet Farm, any of those stores you walk into, you are going to see garden gnomes with a G there. That is what Appleman in the Orchard is building, I'm guessing, is garden gnomes.
And I've seen a lot of backyards with like people who have lots of plants and lots of things going on. There's tons of gnomes in their backyard all the time.
We've got 920 saying, I fully support Ben's argument, but he really sucks at the part where he says, I'm not going to say another word till you say it, and then proceeds to keep talking. Giant facepalm.
I finally had the Scalzo and Brust family 100% on my side, and I still find a way to screw it up. Why won't Joshy play the intro again? Like, A, we love A&T the Hope Boy. B, it's
because
got good vibes.
We're in it now. Like, you got what you wanted.
I said
happy Thursday the happy way.
This is one of those things where I screwed up, and now I don't know if you're, like, trying to push me to see if, like, I can actually, like, fight to get my cause. Well, I screwed up by not asking, does Greg Scalzo scream too much on the radio? So I didn't know.
You screwed that up. At this point, I don't know why we would replay the intro to the show.
Because everyone's upset.
Everyone feels like they got their money's worth now. I gave three happy Thursdays.
Nope. 800-990-3776. Call us or text us and let us know if that was good enough. Because it wasn't good enough for me.
So, I gotta chime in here. Today, Jesse Nelson tried to start Wildy and Tausch about a story about Tier 1 Tyler and stuff getting delivered to the wrong address, but like the right address, but the wrong east or west.
Well, time out. Is Tier 1 Tyler a friend?
Jesse's friend, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a tier one friend. That's like
not,
his
not
thing.
Not everyone is listening to Will and Tausch for
Jesse. I have no idea who you're talking about when you say tier one.
I don't either, but Jesse, there's two things Jesse talks about. Tier 1 Tyler and the fact that his father was a usher at AmFam Field. Those are two things that no matter when you tune in to Wilde and Tosh.
God, his father must regret
and,
a lot.
And Jesse life. And Jesse's mic cracks, you hear him talk about those things. He wanted to start the show talking about his friend and the fact that stuff was getting delivered to the wrong place. Today, if you guys haven't noticed, Tiger Woods is playing in the Masters, had a pretty good round. Opening day for the Brewers. The Brewers are actively, I think, in a tied baseball game right
now.
And we spent nearly 10 minutes talking about the happy Thursday. We didn't get anything out of it.
It's 5-3 Cubs right now.
thank you for the update.
You're welcome. You mentioned there was something going on in baseball, so I wanted to make sure the audience was apprised of that.
Just play the damn intro again, Josh. Just do it. He's holding everybody hostage right now.
But, like, we have to wait for
I know.
The...
And it's a great song. Shout out Antina Hopeboy. Antina Hopeboy did text in to the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank, says, I say play it again.
Yes, if A&T
for your sports
says
talk
it.
Fix every day from 4 to 6 is Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6 is Scalzo and Brust.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6 is Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6 is Scalzo and Brust.
Live from my Brewer Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City. This is Scalzo and Brust.
Stop. We got to play it again because Benny's ruining it. We have to play. You don't do that in the beginning of the shows.
Come on, I was rocking and rolling.
The vibes were wrong. If we're going to get the vibes right.
You wanted to make this about the happy Thursday, and then you made it about you rapping our intro song. Josh, play it again.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6 is Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6 is Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6 is Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6 is Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City.
Party, baby.
This is Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby.
Hit the post, Greg.
It's a party, baby.
Happy Thursday! Welcome to Scalzo and Brust. Nick, the official, unofficial slurve guy of the Scalzo and Brust family, says, is Ben just kidding around when he acts dumb, or is he actually like that? This is a serious question.
Greg, you usually answer that for me when that question comes in.
I've said it many times before. I don't think Ben lacks intelligence. He just simply does not know things. So he will learn what a gnome is. He will be able to comprehend what a gnome is. He'll remember what a gnome is. He just has been naive and ignorant to much of what's been around him for a long time. I believe through no fault of his own, he was locked in a gym from ages, 8 through 23, and pretty much only watched Adam Sandler or Ben Stiller movies, didn't read books, and largely wasn't paying attention to his surroundings.
And now I feel so much better with how that went down that we could finally do our radio show the way it was.
Appleman in the Orchard chimes in and says, wait. Jesse has a tier one friend?
Yeah.
Well, I'm guessing tier one Tyler is Jesse's dad, who also had worked at AmFam Field when it was called Miller Park.
Well, he did have co-best men in his wedding, so tier one Tyler must be tied with tier one Steve or whoever his other friend is.
Mac from Neshota chimes in and says, for the record, I don't think Greg screams enough on the program. Love the Greg rants.
You have a lot of fans, Greg, more than I ever expected.
You and me both, Benny. You and me both. And a couple of people implying how Ben ruined the intro the second time we played it. Luke in Madison says, my girlfriend works at a bar with a beer printer. Which embarrassing picture of Ben should I get printed on the foam of my beer next time I go? I'll tweet it, you guys. Josh DiMaggio, you are in charge of getting that picture to Luke in Madison.
You don't know what picture?
The shirtless one?
It's the shirtless one.
Lithuania Ben? Well, that's when you were absolutely at your maximum jack.
But too. I was also in the Lithuanian drought. I was going to say, Josh, if you need me to elaborate, in the media center here at the Bucks, I'll let everyone else know too. Famously, when I played professionally in Lithuania, I was on a sexual drought.
It's good when you confuse them when you change the words. You put the G's instead of the X there. It throws everyone off the scent.
Yep, I just wanted to be discreet.
I was more going to comment on the fact that a picture alone can't connote lack of sexual exploits.
I mean, I look at that picture of Ben, and I think that's when he was the most active, not when he was the least active. So, although maybe it was that extra testosterone coursing through his body that made him look like he was on steroids, which might be something that this Brewer offense needs at some point during the season, because it has been an anemic offense so far over the last, really, since the end of last season, especially that playoff series into this year. We'll update you on opening day in the MLB, plus we'll talk Masters. Ben Bruss might be the only man in America rooting against Tiger Woods. He'll tell you why next on Scalzo and Bruss, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Bruss.
The question I get the most doing this show with you, Ben Bruss.
Yeah, what's that?
Is Ben really that dumb or is it an act? And I have the same answer every time. It's Ben's not dumb at all. He's actually pretty smart. He just doesn't know things.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A Grateful Dead Thursday, opening day in Major League Baseball, and a Masters Thursday. What a great Thursday we have going here. Scalzo and Bruss presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. He is Ben Bruss. I'm Greg Scalzo. Josh and Maj, you're running the show. You, the Scalzo and Bruss family on Twitter, at Scalzo and Bruss, calling us, texting us, 800-990-3776. TJ from the road says, Greg, have Ben take the Wonderlic test? I would love to get Ben on the Wonderlic test.
Can't comment on things that I do not know about.
You don't know what the Wonderlic test is?
I've been doing pretty good at Googling today, except I didn't know how to spell gnome. Wonderlic test.
I want you to tell me how you spell Wonderlic.
Yeah. I did it like Wanderlic. Like W-A-N-D-E-R?
L-I-C-K?
No, it's W-O-N.
Yep, W-O-N-D-E-R-L-I-C. It is the
pre-employment assessment.
Correct. It's what the NFL used to give to their players to try to really create some sort of measurable for intelligence, I would say.
Isn't there IQ and ACT and all that stuff?
I don't think ACT is relevant.
Oh, goodness.
I think it was meant to measure other elements of intelligence. Brewers right now in a bear fight with the Chicago Cubs. See what I did there, Bennett?
I did see what you did there, even though the Bears are a football team.
Oh, the Cubs are a bear.
The Cubs are also
a baby bear. That's what a Cub is. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cubs up 5-4, top of the eighth, two outs. Milwaukee Brewers up to bat. We'll continue to update you there as we get into the waning innings of the Brewers opening day. A week from today on the 14th, 4-14 at 4-14 will be the home opener for the Milwaukee Brewers at AmFam Field. Plus, it is Masters Thursday, the start of the greatest golf tournament known to man. Tiger Woods stealing all of the headlines as he shoots a 71 today, and I think many people, including myself, were just happy he was going to play. I think many people, including myself, had the goal of, can Tiger make the cut? Can we just get as much Tiger as possible? Because it makes the event that much more fun, whether you're a fan or not. However, Ben Brost is a poo-pooer when it comes to Tiger Woods. Benny, why are you not rooting for Tiger Woods this weekend?
Some may say I just want to see the world burn, but like, it's kind of annoying. Like all of a sudden he just shows up and is like, yeah, I'm going to play. Like,
yeah.
Like, well, he clearly, like, there's no way he wasn't, like, prepping and was ready to go. Like, he just showed up, like, ah, we'll see if I'm ready. Bleep that. He was ready to go when he lied to all of us. Like, I don't know. Why didn't he put out a tease tweet or something that he was going to be ready to play in the Masters instead of just showing up to the practice? Oh, we'll see if I can compete. Like, clearly you have to be at, like, 110% to be able to shoot minus one at the Masters. Like I'm ready for tomorrow when his back ends up hurting and he shoots a 75 and misses
the
cut.
I guess I'm confused. Like, he clearly had prepared to get to this point. I don't think anyone's acting like he hadn't played golf until Monday. The question was going to be, is he healthy enough to actually compete, and is he healthy enough to actually play well?
No, he's going
to
block one like five holes over on the right tomorrow, and then he's going to, you know, get a
simply because that's what you want to happen.
No, I just also think the groupthink that happens on Twitter when Tiger plays. Like, everyone's like, everyone just like turns into a robot and it's like, oh, Tiger's back, it's going to be so much fun. He's not going to win. Like, he's not even in true contention. Great. Minus one on one day. His back ain't surviving 3 days of the Masters. Cool.
Again,
he wore a pink shirt. I don't care.
I don't think there are that many people who have actually convinced themselves that Tiger's going to win this thing. I think it's just exciting that the most popular golfer ever, more popular than the Golden Bear, the most popular golfer ever is back playing after there was talk that he might have to have his leg amputated after a gruesome car crash. Now, if you have an issue with how that car crash exists, I totally understand that because there's a whole lot of sketchiness around that. And he has had a problem around cars and substances. And
I was going to say more substances that led to cars.
But ultimately, like, the comeback is still remarkable. And you could tell that he is and has been somebody who is otherworldly when it comes to this game of golf since he was 3 years old and appearing on Johnny Carson's show. I believe it was Johnny Carson.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, is there a Denny's in Augusta? You've been out in Augusta, the town, Greg. It's not exactly the nicest place in the world.
Well, look, there's Perkins, there's Denny's, there's Waffle House, there's every single crappy diner you can imagine.
Well, then Tiger's good to go. Again, it's really it's the groupthink. It is that Tiger's playing and everyone gets all excited. He has no shot at winning. I hope he misses the cut. And maybe
Why don't you at least hope he makes the cut, though? Isn't it fun at least to see, like there are more there are more people watching the Masters, and there is more excitement and fanfare around the Masters simply because Tiger is in it. So even if you don't want him to succeed, if you like golf and you like this tournament, why wouldn't you just appreciate that it feels bigger because he's in the tournament?
Because even if he's like five back from the lead on Saturday and Sunday, the majority of TV time will be spent on Tiger and not actually like the good golf that's happening.
Because it's amazing.
Who do you care about,
though? What's amazing?
Like, what?
The guy's able to swing a golf club after the car crash?
You want more coverage on Will Zalatoris? Like, yeah, I bet on Zalatoris. I think he's going to play well this weekend.
I don't
want coverage on him.
How is golf going to grow any stars if Tiger just keeps abusing substances, getting in crashes, or getting his back windshield broken in and coming back from everything that goes on in his life? There's no chance for any other star to grow because he just steals the spotlight from everyone. He's a spotlight stealer.
See, I disagree because I think when you get more people merely watching it, that is actually how you create stars, because the average fan who's not a golf freak like Josh DiMaggio, who's literally going to get himself in trouble in a relationship very early on so he can sit in his underwear and eat Cheetos on my old couch and watch the Masters.
There's no Cheetos.
Cereal.
What's
for
your
sure,
snack
cereal
on the couch? What's your master snack on the couch?
I like peanut butter filled pretzels typically.
Oh, I do too. The Quinns?
Yeah.
That crunch?
You know it.
My God.
Best crunch in the game.
Guys, I've been over snacking a lot lately at home. Things are bad. Greg needs to get his life together.
I will make my own pimento sandwiches too, because you gotta.
Oh, God. So, beyond the Joshies of the world,
groupthink.
How do you get the.
What is Ben Bruss, the independent thinker? What's going on here?
How do you think the average fan who's not obsessed with golf learns about Will Zalatoris? And like, DJ's gone. Like, Rory's gone. Like Ricky Fowler's gone. All those guys missed their stardom windows because they didn't win enough and they weren't interesting enough. Like, nobody's more boring than Dustin Johnson. Nobody is more boring. Nobody's more boring than Brooks Koepka. Those guys are literally just robots that go out there and swing the club. right? Like, people like, they like Bryson DeChambeau, or they like to hate him because he's at least interesting. There are certain guys out there that are at least interesting that you get more fanfare behind, but you don't learn about who you should actually care about unless you get the average fan watching the tournament because of Tiger.
Yeah, look, again, I disagree because it just becomes all about Tiger and not about anyone else.
Is Tiger playing in the Masters good or bad for golf? 800-990-3776. No, that's what you're saying.
You're saying
it's stunting the growth of the game.
You're phrasing the question.
Phrase it however you want.
Is Tiger Woods a spotlight stealer?
Is Tiger Woods a spotlight stealer?
But doesn't everyone universally agree? He's Tiger Woods. He's one of the biggest athletes of the past millennium.
Well, it's like saying, oh, I hope Serena Williams doesn't play in the U.S. Open, because then that's all anyone cares about.
Did you just not like Twitter, Ben? Is that what's going on here?
Because I hate Twitter.
It was everyone on Twitter who pissed me off. Like, everyone commented, like, trying to be clever about Tiger and talking about his outfit and, like, the Tiger tracker and all this crap. I am over Tiger. I'm over Tiger, like the crappy weather that we have in Wisconsin right now.
Hilsey chimes in. Way to bring it to the weather talk. Hilsey says Ben needs a swift kick in the nards.
He said that earlier. I didn't know it was about Tiger. Maybe he said it twice.
I'm confused, though, on your take here. Like, no one...
Go away, Tiger.
Somebody,
go away.
Nobody thought Tiger could win in 2019, and then he did. And him coming back in this amount of time is a human interest story. It's like a comeback story. You could not like Tiger and the things he did for good reason. He gave you plenty of reason, but, like, we all love a comeback story, don't we?
Appleman in the Orchard does, says, Betty, I nearly lost my leg 3 years ago. It took months of extensive rehab just to walk again. Tiger is a true inspiration to people like me.
Well, Appleman, you probably weren't high behind the wheel.
Appleman, extremely unhappy with Benny. Benny, I think this is a form of extreme jealousy by you. I never thought you would strike a nerve in me like this. This has nothing to do with the spotlight. You should be happy the man can just do what he is doing now. And if you listen to Tiger talk, the concern for him making it 4 days has nothing to do with his ability to play golf. It's him being able to walk the course and the elevations that exist at Augusta National over a 4-day span. And the fact that that's what he's worried about is merely walking the course tells you the extent of the injury that he's trying to overcome and the inspiration he is to all of us.
I very much look forward to him teeing up an inspiration. Get the freak out of here. He's going to tee off tomorrow on hole one. He's going to walk up that big hill, and I hope he trips and falls and stumbles all the way back to the frickin' tee box.
920 says Ben's okay with Blue Bloods and NCAA basketball, but not other sports. Ben's mad because Tiger is more popular. However, another 920 number agrees with Ben Bruss, says, is it really a comeback story when you created the problems that you had to come back from?
Yes.
The answer there is yes.
The answer there is yes, but again, like, how many times do we just keep giving people passes for fun comeback stories when he's just irresponsible?
I guess, I mean, how many times does that happen? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm sure next year Tiger will do something stupid and come back, and we'll all be like, yay, Tiger's back.
I'm at a loss for the vitriol.
I guess, call me anti-Tiger. I guess, sorry, I'm not just like everyone else. It's like, hey, he's wearing a cool pink shirt. He was a 100. It's an amazing story.
There's like one or two people you're thinking of right now. Just say their names.
Well, no, there's no one I'm thinking of.
Who is it?
Who is it?
Who's gotten under your skin?
Because it's clear, this has to do with Twitter. This means that you saw like two people tweet about it and it bothered you.
It's everyone. It's all you Tiger lovers. They're annoying.
Tom in Milwaukee says, I hate agreeing with Ben, but the reason none of these guys become stars is because of Tiger. That's BS.
That's not how this works.
Ron in the Key says, Ben is right. That hurt to type. I don't know what he thinks you're right about. And Miles in Madison merely points out that he has a visible hitch in his giddy up.
Yep. And I'm telling you, bet Tiger to miss the cut. He ain't making the cut tomorrow. If he can barely walk up, wait till he wakes up sore tomorrow. His legs and his back, he's not going to be able to move. He'll probably do more drugs just to be able to play tomorrow, and then as long as he's got a ride home, he won't get in trouble.
The accusations feel a little wild, fast, and loose.
Oh, yeah? The guy who's been substance abusing his entire life is wild, fast, and furious? Get out of here.
You just conflated a whole lot of things. Josh,
it's really hard to have.
Say.
But if you wanted to make money, bet on Tiger making the cut, because Ben just put the Brust curse. He just guaranteed. He just guaranteed we're all going to be watching Tiger Saturday and Sunday. So line up, bet on Tiger how you can, and enjoy the weekend, everyone.
Hey, Tiger, I got a seat right next to me on the couch Saturday. You're welcome.
1-0 next on Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Ben, if the cosmetic surgery you had to get for more professional success were just implants, like breast implants, would you do it?
Why would I do that?
I'm saying, that's the cosmetic.
Again, suspend disbelief.
I don't want boobs.
Okay. But if it meant you were on TV every day making $1 million a year.
No.
$2 million a year.
No.
Five?
No, he's thinking about two. You just had to wait a second, and all of a sudden he's like, wait.
How long do I have to keep the boobs?
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rooting against Tiger Woods. I know it sounds un-American. He believes Tiger Woods is a spotlight stealing,
drug abusing, reckless driver.
Thank you for finishing that sentence. So I did not have to. He is Ben Brust hanging out at Fiserv Forum. I'm Greg Scalzo, Josh DiMaggio running the show along with Alex Strofe. You, the Scalzo and Brust family, calling us, texting us 800-990-3776. That's the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. We'll go to Ron in the Key, the official and unofficial uncle of the Scalzo and Brust family. Ron, what do you think Ben Brust is right about when it comes to Tiger Woods?
Okay, so just to reset, Tiger almost lost legs, was in the physical place he was in, because he was in a car accident where he was self-medicating. Like, that is all facts, right? I'm asking.
I don't know if that...
I believe that's the working theory, and I think there's... I believe that to be true.
The circumstances around it were strange enough that made people think there was something else going on.
But I'm pretty sure whoever was first to the scene did him a little bit of a favor to make sure that didn't come to light. Yeah. If we agree, I'll take it as your premise.
We all agree, right?
Yes. Just keep going.
Yes. Okay. So if that's the case, he's being spoken of in the reverence as if he was hit by somebody else who was self-medicating. I'm not saying you still can't root for someone who made a bad decision to make a comeback. It's just, it's not the same level or degree at all.
Right, but...
He made this...
Isn't that flawed thought? Because, like, you would think somebody who's self-medicating has some demons and some issues going on where it's not really of right mind. So to think, like, he's just somebody abusing drugs instead of somebody who's deeply complicated and deeply flawed.
I mean, I would also go to the point of, don't you believe that the drug issues he may have derive from the injuries that he's had, the multiple surgeries that he's had, and the larger opioid epidemic that has taken over this country in a really disappointing way, Ron?
I can hear you smiling while you're not
smiling. I'm saying, if you don't take the opioid epidemic seriously, Ron, that's okay, but some of us do.
I respect that you can get through those as well as you can, Greg, while fighting the permagrind as you're saying it. Much like how I know that you should be the one I should slap when you say something both complimentary and derogatory towards me. Yeah, I do think all that's true. It's still not the same as you got hit by somebody else suffering from those demons where you were a complete victim.
So the story's just not quite good enough.
I mean, we celebrate Jay Williams recovering from crashing his motorcycle. Like, there's a lot of self-inflicted injuries that people come back from.
Pat him back to me. I've been an idiot on doing things in the past, too, but I don't expect people to, like in the reverence. We agree... It's being spoke of in the reverence as if he got hit by somebody, right? Versus
I don't think so.
Anybody's pretending.
I just honestly believe people are excited that he's playing. So all of a sudden you have a guy who you never thought would play again, and now he's playing, and people are just excited that their favorite golfer of all time, which I believe for anyone of our generation, I'm not including you, Ron, but of our generation, then you know.
He's smiling on that one, Ron.
Then you,
Yeah.
then yeah, of course you're excited to see him out there.
I'll close with this. people have problems all the time about a wide receiver acting like a diva or being a locker room cancer for just being attention whores. But yet, it's golf, and it's the best golfer, and it's stuff way worse than being an attention whore.
Thanks for the call.
I mean, there's a lot of situations you can point to. Players who've been suspended for PEDs, Ryan Braun, and come back and get celebrated. Josh Hader, who was found out to make some really inappropriate comments earlier in his life that were racist. He came back to a standing ovation. Like, people just like their favorite players, and they like their favorite athletes, and I think largely morality and the excitement about the athletics in front of you don't always have to intersect.
As the baseball guy of the show, I just want to go on record. The Brewers lose their opening day game to the Cubs 5-4. And tell me if you heard this story before. Christian Yelich struck out in the ninth inning. This time swinging, not looking.
That was an all-time pivot.
We'll give him a pat on the back for swinging this time and not just resting the bat.
That tells me that Ben Bruss wanted nothing to do with that conversation.
I gave it my all, and I let the Benny Believers and the rest of the folks.
Just Ron and the key. Just you, Ron, texting, and then him putting your argument out in his words so that you don't have to. I do want to give a shout out to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You heard me talk about the amazing work they did blowing out some windows in my home, putting in patio doors, doing it in one day. Joe Franco was an absolute savage as my guy working that. I mean, of course, Kyle was leading the install team, but Joe, from the point of us getting the plan together to actually installing it, was a level above any service that you will get with people working on your home. And that's what you get every time you work with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, because they work for Gina Della of Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, and her team is the best in the business. And right now, you can buy more, save more when you just add a patio door. The more windows you buy, the more you'll save when you just add a patio door. He's on his phone right now, so he's not paying attention. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin makes it easy.
Just add a patio door.
Now, through April 30th, when you buy three windows, you'll save $500 when you
just add a patio door.
Buy six, save $1,000 when you
just add a freaking patio door.
Buy a dozen Pella windows and save $2,000 when you say it with me now.
Are you kidding me?
Add a patio door.
Unbelievable. Just add a patio door.
Better yet, in addition to the unbeaten variety, with a full six lines of windows from traditional to contemporary, from vinyl to wood, of course, the impervious fiberglass, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin is financing to fit most any budget. So buy more, save more when you just add a patio door, but only through April 30th. So don't waste any time. Set your free consultation today. PellaWI.com/radio. PellaWI.com/radio. We'll get to 1 or 0 next on Scalzo and Ross, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo, and Brust.
We have the hall monitor back on air again.
Right, did he invite himself back?
Are we going to your wedding or what?
I'll have you guys know I was the master of ceremonies for my E3 graduation from Lake Geneva Middle School.
Hang up on him, please. Thanks for the call.
Cool.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the day when I was born, Daddy sat down and cried. I have more justice.
Ben Ross taking that Pfizer Forum, actively rooting against Tiger Woods to make the cut. The Brewers lose in the opening day matchup with the Chicago Cubs. Hashtag take that from our friend David Kaplan on ESPN 1000.
Yeah, that's his bit. And, like, I don't know. Like,
he just tweeted out.
It's really, I laughed out loud.
I told Joshy, too. It was just like, hey, Milwaukee, hashtag take that.
His take that thing is a bit that he does. And it's like, I don't know. I feel like anyone who, like, is actively bragging about opening day victories is kind of dorky. You know, it's literally the 162 game season where, like, you could be 5-0 to start the season and end up in last place in your division. Like, you might want to ease it back on the take that's cap.
But right now it's time to play some 1 or 0.
Are you a 1 or 0? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a one or a zero.
He is Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. Your contestants for one or zero. Joshy DiMaggio is your host. He asks us a question. We say one for yes, zero for no. There is no gray area. Joshy, take it away.
A woman in Florida asked to be excused from a trial because her birthday, her two sons' birthdays, fell on the month of the trial. And on top of that, she needed to find time every day to see her sugar daddy who pays for her bills. And also, she has a husband. One or zero. Having to see a sugar daddy daily is a good excuse to get out of jury duty.
I think it's a one.
Yeah?
It's pretty much the job, right? Like, that's my understanding, is that is how she earns a living.
He does pay all her bills.
So if you get your bills paid, to me, that's a job. And so, yeah, I mean, I think we can ask Ben Brust about good excuses to good reasons to skip jury duty. But I think ultimately you have to look at it and say, if you have a job that you need in order to support your family and pay off your bills, that's as good of a reason as any to skip jury duty. And just because this happens to be employment from a sugar daddy, which I'm not entirely sure of that concept, Josh, maybe you can explain it further, then I think that's okay.
Go ahead, Josh.
I was going to explain it. It's a wide net that term casts. Sometimes there are things that are expected from the other end of a sugar daddy situation.
Is it like a candy store? I'm very confused.
No. It's generally an older man will compensate a woman for their time.
Like as an assistant?
Basically, some situations are like that. Some of them have other more nefarious meanings.
Okay.
I'm going to go with one here as well. Your livelihood is your livelihood. And her livelihood, and based off her having a husband, her husband's got to be aware. I bet hubby's good with it, too. Honey?
Yeah. Yep.
You got to get out of jury duty. You got to go see sugar daddy Steve because Steve's going to pay the mortgage this month. I'm out of work right now, so I think the husband's even on board.
Well, I'm wondering if the husband could have just shown up to the sugar daddy. Like, could he have filled in? Or is that not how this works?
I don't think he provides the same things.
Okay. You don't know that.
I don't. I can't say for sure, but I'm going to move on to the next one. Selena Gomez says that she hasn't been on the internet in 4.5 years and has completely changed her life, and she is happier, more present, and it makes her feel more normal. One or zero. The internet makes people less normal.
So, Greg, you said you're so jealous. Think that she was able to stay off the internet for 4.5 years?
I think when it says internet, I believe that means social media platforms.
Yeah, that's
I think she's still using Google Maps and still, like, using the browser.
Placing
to, like,
orders online.
Yeah, I think you could still use services there. But the idea of not being on Twitter or Instagram.
Is this verified?
Or
is
TikTok.
Is she not posted on, like, on those platforms?
I think she has posted, but my guess is most celebrities, Ben, when you get to that stage of life, when you get to that level of celebrity, Ben, you will have people to post on your social media for you.
That way you don't have to stare at the 12 different pictures or think about the caption. Imagine that life.
I mean, the toxicity that somebody like Selena Gomez must face online is far worse than anything we could ever imagine. But it would be nice. Like, because at some point, whether any of us want to admit it or not, it becomes somewhat of an addiction where it's like, oh, I'm going to go ahead and just start scrolling mindlessly on Twitter.
Is it mindlessly if you get something out of it?
Do you get something out of it?
I try and convince myself I do. So
yeah, that's a no.
Like,
your answer is just no right there.
I mean, there are certainly productive ways to use social media, but I think the most of us and the most time we spend there ends up with us wasting our time doing nothing.
Like, do you think I could get off of social media myself? Like, do you think I could eliminate the social media apps and have Joshy be my guy when I need to post something on Twitter, like for the show?
In theory, yes.
Yeah.
But I also feel like you're very good in the very few minutes you spend scrolling per day, picking up potential nuggets of information that you may use on the show or bring to the show. When I'm taking a dump, I go to Twitter. I got to catch up on the news.
Gladly.
But you don't, though. That's the thing, is imagine if when you took a dump, you actually went to, like,
read a book?
The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, or to, you know, or read a book. But I'm thinking he goes in so many odd places that he's not going to carry the book around
with him. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you got to have a digital news
But, like,
source.
Imagine if you went to, like, The Athletic and looked at some articles. Like, you read an article as opposed to reading an amalgamation of tweets where you don't learn a lot. You just kind of get the most top-line sense.
Yeah, but you guys know I'm a one-inch-deep guy.
That's what she said.
Not what she said. That is not what she said.
Nope.
That's what she said.
Is that it?
1 or 0. You have to be as rich as Selena Gomez to not use the internet for more than 4 years.
0. 0. I mean, I think there is something that has to be freeing about somebody who, like, doesn't need to be on the internet or social media. And
Do you feel like you have
internet.
A need? To be on the on social media?
I don't know. He claims to want to be somebody who doesn't want to be on the internet, Uh-oh. But he always comes back to it.
I do. There's an addiction factor. Like I will mindlessly, in the mornings, Josh, to your point, like, I would love to put a book out by the toilet, because now in the mornings mm-hmm. I go and I just start, and I'm not looking for,
imagine,
you know,
having,
like,
a nice newspaper, fresh tossed on the...
Do they still deliver
they
newspapers?
They do.
Should I become a newspaper guy?
Newspaper guy on the toilet? Wow, that's your final form.
Wake up, walk downstairs, go into the driveway in my robe, grab the paper, bring
it
back upstairs.
Do you read the newspaper while using the bathroom?
Get a little ink on my fingers. Oh, I would love it. Yes, I do feel like I need to because of our show, and I feel like I need to stay on top of what people are talking about and what the news is. And it is a more efficient way to be able to pump through what's happening in various corners of the world.
That's what she said.
Well played.
Pump through.
Why does he get to pump through and I'm 1 inch deep?
I mean, we each said what we said.
Yeah, I didn't make you say it.
So you're just the button presser.
That's where I feel
that's
the
what
need
she
to
said.
Be on. Instagram, I have no need. That is just pure addiction. Like, I have no need to be on there.
Yeah, there's not much to gain from there.
I deleted Facebook, so I'm off of that. I deleted TikTok, so I'm off of that.
Wow, you're off
Facebook
the talk?
And I brought it back.
Oh, yeah, I've been off the
As
talk
As a preeminent talk guy, what's going on here?
It's the best form of social media. It is the
it's
most entertaining content, and that is where I will find myself, like, on the couch for an hour, just going video to video to video, and, like, watching men mow their lawn. And I'm like, what mm-hmm. am I doing right now?
I actually have been getting good recipes off TikTok. So there is.
I know,
I
but
say,
you could go to the New York Times cooking app and find the recipes that you want, like that. You'd
probably find better recipes.
Much better mm-hmm. recipes. But no. You're getting the bottom barrel recipes that you could find on
TikTok.
Oh,
no. Don't come from TikTok chicken.
I have 2 TikTok chickens now.
Know, the second one, Josh, I don't want to be mean here.
Oh,
the second
no.
one he described to me was like.
It's called Marry Me Chicken.
Woof. Sounds awful.
Do you have a... Because wasn't the other one, like, Valentine's Day related? How do you find it? Are you, like...
You're right.
Is there a romantic...
They're holiday-driven.
I was going to say, is there a romantic TikTok recipe person you follow?
Marry Me Chicken. and the other guy, when he describes, he's got a great voice. It's kind of sexually, goes, fellas, if this doesn't work for you tonight on Valentine's Day, I don't know what will.
That is the sneaky underpinning to a lot of food content. It's oddly sexual.
I don't know. I'm a recipe guy.
Have you ever watched some of these shows?
I used to watch Chopped.
I used to watch Chopped in college.
But I haven't in a long time.
Me either. Good talk.
Yeah. Glad we got that figured out.
I don't really get to watch TV anymore. Sad.
You do, just your kids' stuff.
What's your favorite show?
I mean, no, I don't watch anything with the kid. It's just by the time I'm, like, done with... We don't need to get through my nightly routine. But basically...
Let's take it from the top.
Get home. Have dinner. With my daughter and my mm-hmm. wife. Uh-huh. That probably wraps up around 7:15. Bring the girl up to get a bath, you know, mm-hmm. Bathe mm-hmm. her, bring her into her room, change her into her pajamas. I usually read to her, as we put her down.
Love that.
Then she goes to bed, usually right around 8:00, go back downstairs. I'm on dishes all the time. So by the time I do the dishes, clean up the kitchen from dinner, it's usually about 8:30. Got a podcast in normally. By the way, you should subscribe to the Scalzo and Bruss podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you.
Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon Music. You can find us on all those apps. It's tremendous. Make sure you subscribe so you can download all of the episodes. And then usually around like 9 o'clock-ish after that kind of wraps up, maybe I'll have something on in the background. If there's a game, I could usually catch the end of a game. Or just like, you know, on the computer, finishing up some work from the day. That's kind of it. I don't have like that get home at 6:30, eat and watch TV from 7 to 10.
I was recommended a Netflix show about the 08 market crash. I'm very excited to dive deep into that.
What is it?
It's called Margin Call, I believe.
Ooh.
Sounds intriguing, doesn't it? I know nothing about the 08 crash. I was just like a sophomore in high school. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
You should look back into the great, into the 1920s, you know? You should look back into what happened there. Great Depression.
Well, if there's a documentary, please recommend.
Watch The Big Short.
Really quickly, like, the idea of reading just never crosses your mind, huh? Like, no. At no point do you ever even consider reading something.
Nah.
Like, even if it's a long email, I'm like, cripes, I gotta read this.
Seriously?
Yes! It's I skim sad. Long emails. I missed. I
it's
definitely
such a valuable skill to be able to read and write.
I can read and I can write.
Yeah, but you
I just choose not to do it as
but
often.
That means your skill isn't honed. Like,
you're
that's like
reading,
like, yeah, I can
atrophy.
Shoot a basketball. I can't shoot it well.
No, there's no doubt that when I write some emails, I send it to somebody to help edit.
You have an editor for emails.
If it's important.
I've been the editor before, so the other editor must have been busy.
All right, that does it for Some 1 or 0 here on Scalzo Russ. We're presented by Bud Light. Ben Brust rooting against Tiger Woods in the Masters this weekend. Is Tiger Woods good or bad for golf? 800-990-3776. We'll talk with you, the Scalzo and Brust family, next on Scalzo and Brust.
Presented by Bud Light.